was was yesterday discussing the Machlokes the Rambam and a group of other Rishonim, whether a woman is chayevus in Abdallah, which ultimately most probably relates back to the general question, but Abdallah is a mitzvah derais or not. So there is a minhag in Israel that when a woman hears Abdallah, so she doesn't drink from the kosher of Abdallah, unless she's making Abdallah herself. She's making herself, she has no choice. But if she's hearing it from her husband or from another man, then the custom is that the women don't drink for the kosher of Abdallah, which is somewhat of a strange minhag, because when it comes to the kosher Kiddush, you have to go out of her way to drink, because there's an inyan lechatchil to drink from a kosher bracha. It's not ma'akib b'dievet, it's the mitzvah whether you drink or not, but when it comes to Abdullah, the minhag is dafka not to drink. The question is why? Well, if Mecha takes, why should Abdullah be any different? So there's a fascinating beer that was suggested by the Pshne Kotler, the Vrocha. So the Pshne was Ravan Kotler, his son. So the Pshne Kotler suggested that maybe it's based on what we've been talking about until now. We're not 100% sure whether women are Chayavas and Abdullah or not. So why should that make a difference? When you make a bar for your coffee, you make a brichas anenin, so you have to drink right away. You're not allowed to have a hefsek between the brichas anenin and the eating of the drinking. So when we make kiddush, it's really strange. We make a bowl, it's very strange. We make a bar for your coffee, and then we have a psalmanga, megillah, whole hefsek. And then eventually we drink the wine. Why isn't the kiddush at Abdullah Gufa considered to be a hefsek? And the answer is obvious. That's the chazal keveya. The chazal keveya, kiddush al kutz. So that's the inyan. So since you have to make kiddush al kutz, you have to make it all al kutz. Chazal keveya. That calls upon you doing what you're supposed to be doing. That doesn't constitute a hefsek. So the medrash and mamurim, that's if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Whatever you're not supposed to be doing now. Let's say you would make a bar pev of it and say kiddush on a Tuesday afternoon. So then, not only would that be a bracha matala for the kiddush on Tuesday afternoon, that would pose a hefsek between the bar pev of it and the drinking. So from the vantage point of a woman, when she's hearing Abdullah from her husband, so she's not quite sure whether she's really chayev as an Abdullah now. So if the Rambam's right, that she's chayev as an Abdullah, then the nuscha of Abdullah is not a hefsek between the barpia gofet and the drink of the wine. But on the tzad that she's not chayev as an Abdullah, so it turns out that then it's like Tuesday afternoon, so there's nothing. So the words that are being said are dvar b'teil. So from our vantage point, it could be, according to the Rachas Chaim, those who show disagree with the Rambam, that the women are not chayavs in Abdullah, so that from our vantage point, Abdullah is a hefsek. If Abdullah is a hefsek, then she's not allowed to drink without making a new bar priya gofen. On the other hand, she can't drink and making a new bar priya gofen because maybe she is chayavs in Abdullah. So maybe the Abdullah wasn't a hefsek. So we don't know what the din is. So speaking of the din, we're not sure whether the Rambam is right or not. So therefore, Shneir Kotler said she's in a checkmate to drink without making a new bracha. That's a suffix of being nenim and elma zebuli bracha, because maybe the Abdullah broke up the connection between the bracha and the drinking the wine. To recite another bracha, according to the Rambam, that would be a bracha of Adol, so she's lays brain, so she can't drink. That's the beer of Dover in the middle of the Rambam. So long the shiv part. So if Shneir Kotler's Tikkutar is right, that should lead to another interesting minig, which doesn't exist. This is not the only time we have a situation where a woman listens to a bracha, and we're not quite sure whether she's chayav in that bracha. We do this under the chuppah. The Gemara says in Ksubas and of Zayin that you have to make a bracha shekin yishon mitzvah mitzvahnu at the time of the kiddushin. And there's a minig Yisrael that we do the allocation bracha. It's not a required nikra din, but it's a minig Yisrael, we mentioned this in the past, where we recite the berachas eris and allocation bracha. How can we do that? How can we make a bar priya gofen? Every side birch zayrusin, isn't the birch zayrusin a hefsek between the bar priya gofen? So the answer is that once the Minig Yisrael came to do it on kashya bracha, so it almost merges together because it's considered an inyan universal. It's not really haschadas. It's not really hefsek. It's not the same as kiddush avdol. Kiddush avdol chazal b'sak chachme gemar already did this. Actually, that's the gedolah of the kiddush they were making aliyayin. So then we understand that Mikmadin, the Nusch of Kiddush Abdullah is not a hefsek. But we could extend that idea to Birchas Eris, and even though it's not really Mikradin, let's say by the Bracha of Brismila, and Mikabar Piagof, and then we make a Bracha Shekidesh, and then the Nevarach drinks the wine. Why isn't a Shekidesh a hefsek? You don't have to make a Shekidesh al Kashiyan. It doesn't appear in the Gemara Bechlal to make a Shekidesh al Kashiyan. The Bracha of Shekidesh appears in the Gemara at the end of this Shabbos. But the recitation of Kashiyam is on the Minig Yisrael. So the same idea that the Minig Yisrael also, once we're doing it, once we are required by a Jewish law and custom to do it, so then whatever is part of the normal protocol of Jewish practice, so it does not come through the Hefsek. So if that's the case of Shneir Kotler, the Torah is right, that the Medrash and Mamurim that an additional bracha after Bari Pirei Gofen does not pose a hefsek to the bracha and the drinking of the wine, that's only if this new bracha speaks to you. But if you're not chayav the new bracha, then it would pose a problem. So a woman chayav is the Birchas Erechin. Very, very unclear. Does the Birchas Erechin speak to a woman or not? Let's say when the Masada Kedushin gets up and makes a Shek Kedushan and Tzayisu Tzivanu, is it being mighty only the chasan, or is it being mighty also the kala? So that's a suffix in the Nebi Yehuda. So the Nebi Yehuda in Eben Ezra and Shuvah, Rav Shimon Aleph, has the suffix. He's not sure. What's the latest of suffix? So the Rambam writes, Birchas Erechin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rosh disagrees with that, but the Rambam holds it to Birchas HaMitzvah. It's on the mitzvah of getting married. So it's not clear, are women obligated in the mitzvah of getting married or not? So on the one hand, women of Turos in the mitzvah of Perveribia, but the Rambam holds that getting married under Perveribia. The Rambam says, if you're 95 years old, marrying a woman who's 93, you're also going to be married to the mitzvah of Kikah Chishisha, you also make Birchas Erechin. So the Rambam holds that getting married is an independent mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, it's an independent mitzvah. Maybe women are chayavos in it. Maybe you, maybe not. So it's very, very unclear. So it's at the beginning of Kedushin, it's separate Kedushin after Malaf. And the Gemara seems to say there is a mitzvah for women to get married. It's unclear exactly. Is that true or not true? But the Machlek is a Rishayim. So then Yudas throws his hands up. He's not sure what the din is, whether women are chayavos. He says, Chapsen of Kibin Ladina. He says, let's say you have a situation where you have a chasen and a kala, and the chasen can't hear. Chasen Zechem, he can't hear. So if he's able to speak, then he's a bardas, that he can still be Kaddish Midaraisa, but he can't hear. So when the Masada Kedushin is going to make the bracha to be Maitzi him, so Maitzi him, he can't hear. So how can he make the bracha according to the Rambam? According to the Rosh, that the Birchas Erechin is not on the mitzvah, it's on the Birchas HaShavach for that Maitzi Kedushin. So maybe anybody can make it, even not the Chasen Zechem. But according to the Rambam, that it's clearly a Birchas Mitzvah. The Rambam writes in the position, it's a regular, plain, simple Birchas Mitzvah. And the Masada Kedushin is doing a B'tayrus Shomei HaKa'ainet, and the Afa B'shiyatza Maitzi, so if the Chasim can hear, or the Pickle, so the Navidah says, well, maybe the Kaal can hear. If the Kaal can hear, so maybe he's Maitzi Ha. So he says, he's not, I'm not sure what the din is. So those who are interested in the Shaila, the Navidah, whether the Mitzvah's Kedushin is a Mitzvah will tell us only on the man, or it's a Mitzvah will tell us on the woman also, so can check the video. The video can be found at our wedding video. This is what I spoke about at Chassan's Tish. About this suffix in the Rebbe Yehuda, about whose mitzvah is it, who's being made to hear with the Birchas Erechin. But back to this story. So, we're not 100% sure that the woman, this brach is going to see a chesis to the woman, maybe she's p'turah, according to Shnei Kutler, which is not a minute that the kala shouldn't drink the wine under the chuppah. Because it's the same suffix. Same way by Havdalah, the women don't drink the wine because it's the svek of the dina, one of the chayavas in Havdalah. So it's a different kind of suffix, a different style of suffix. It's an unresolved suffix whether Birchas Erechin speaks to women or not. So on what side that it doesn't speak to women, or Shnei Kol Mashiv Utar is that it poses a hefsek. So we should start in a minute that women shouldn't drink the wine under the chuppah. So that's not the minhag Yisrael at all. We have a whole protocol, who gives the wine to who, and so the Kedushin hands it off to the father, to the mother, to the mother, to the kal, to the father, to this, the whole, you gotta do it right. It's the most complicated part of the Seder Kedushin, to make sure you give the right person, give the right wine to the right people. Otherwise, people get very upset at you. If you spill the wine, it gets even worse. So that's why we use white wine. That's the reason why we use white wine under the chuppah. There's no other reason why, is because everyone said, well, it spills in the kal's dress, and she feels a fit. So to make everybody happy, we use white wine instead of red wine. So, back to this story. So whatever it is, it's a beautiful Shabbat Torah from Shnei Kotler, but Havdalah, but somehow hasn't carried over. Karlari to Birchas Erechin has not become popular.
Why would the hefsek of the motzi matter? The woman herself is an hefsek.
Right. So you could argue that. Right, those would argue if Shnei Kotler would say, what's the hefsek? So she's not saying anything. So she's just sitting down quiet. So, right. Okay, anyway, back to our story. So we have the mitzvah of Abdullah, and again, according to the Rambam, it's mitzvah deraisa, according to some other Rishonim, it's only mitzvah of Rabbanim, but the Maase, everyone agrees there is some kind of a mitzvah of Abdullah. When is this man to recite Abdullah? So we all know, Shabbos is over, that's when you recite Abdullah. It was a chish in the fourth pack of brachas. You can make Abdullah even maybe Yod Yom, if you really stuck, you can make Abdullah from Plag HaMincha. The same way you can make Kiddush from Plag HaMincha, you can make Abdullah from Plag HaMincha as well. So the Gushanim write, you should reserve that for very, very unique circumstances because you're going to get confused. Not like the Malacha, if you make Abdullah, the poor child doesn't know yet. So it's not a good idea to do that. But Mikra, then you can actually make Abdullah even maybe Yod Yom. When is the Sov's man to say Abdullah? So that's a whole sugya in our Ripsach. And so finally, be Paschim Malacha, you can recite Abdullah till the end of Tuesday. Until Shki on Tuesday, you can still make Abdullah. Why is that? So the Gemara explains that the week is divided into two parts. The first half of the week is still Nigra Basar, the last Shabbos, and the next 3 days, starting Wednesday, is ready. Is ready looking forward to the following Shabbos. I remember There was once a boy in Kiryat, it was late Tuesday afternoon. He was walking by the Mishmedish with his knapsack, with his suitcase, you know, all like ready to travel. So the Rashiva saw him, so she asked him, Slicha, Ata Chozeh Mishabbat, Ata Kfar Yatzeh L'Shabbat. It was Tuesday afternoon. He wasn't sure whether he was coming back from Shabbos or going away if he was ready for the next Shabbos. So it was a long weekend. So holiday weekend. So the Gemara says that based on that idea, you can make Abdullah all the way till Tuesday night. So there's a big machlokes to Mishnah. How to understand the nature of that idea that you can make Abdullah till Tuesday night? So you can understand that one of two ways. The Gemara has sugyas, different contexts, different mitzvahs, but there's basically a zman to do a mitzvah, and if you goofed and you didn't get a chance to do the mitzvah on time, there's a notion of tashlumen. Some mitzvahs get tashlumen, some mitzvahs don't. But we're familiar with tashlumen for Machos Tefillah. On the other hand, there's no tashlumen for shofar, no tashlumen for ma'ariv. You missed ma'ariv, so you come back next year. If you didn't read the Megillah for him, so you come back next year. So certain mitzvahs, for whatever reason, lend themselves to tashlumen, and other mitzvahs don't. So one could argue that the mitzvah of Havdalah is basically one of those tashlumen big mitzvahs. It's the real amount of making Havdalah since Shabbos. Otherwise, you can make Havdalah Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, until minute for Shkia, Tuesday. That's a tashlumen big Havdalah. It's not the real Havdalah. It's a tashlumen to the Chiyim. I think the Chiyim is really not for Shabbos. But maybe you could say no. That till Tuesday is still called Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is a very long Mitzvah Shabbos. So as long as it's still considered part of the previous Shabbos, that week is divided into half. So until Tuesday Bishki, it's still called Mitzvah Shabbos, in the extended sense of the word. So that's the Kazman of Adol. There's nothing fundamentally different between making Adol Mitzvah Shabbos and making it Tuesday afternoon. It's just that one is more reason than the other. But in terms of the Iker Achiyav, that's the Iker Zman of Adol. So again, it's unclear. Unclear what the guidelines are, what the parameters are. When is the self zman of Iker Havdalah, and what is, if anything, considered to be Tashlumen? So Menef Kamina, at the end of the day, you can make it whether you missed it. So Menef Kamina, Alam Desazor, Alam Desazor. So Gemara has a sugya at the end of Masechet Tzachim, and a very similar kind of sugya, albeit for a different mitzvah in the beginning of Masechet Chagiga, about whenever you have a principle of Tashlumen, so there's a guarding principle that if you're part of the Iker Achiyav, then there's no tashlumen for you. So let's say the Moshe, the Masa says in Pesach, and according to one opinion, Pesach Shein is tashlumen for the first Pesach. It's not clear whether that's even true. So one Tara says that the Iker Achiyav is your Pesach Rishon, and then if you missed it, so then the Torah is tashlumen, you can make on Pesach Shein. The Gemara says, if that's correct, so then what if you were potter on Pesach Rishon? What if you were going? What if you were Jewish here? What if you were a kotel under the age of Bar Mitzvah? So then there's no tashlumen for you. If you were chayim and just couldn't get around to it, you were talking to the but you were basically a guy with the bar chiyuva, and then tashlumen speaks to you. But if you weren't a bar chiyuva in the first place, then there's no tashlumen. But what if you hold the Pesach Sheni is not really a tashlumen? The din is that every Jew is chayiv to bring the Korban Pesach. There are two distinct laws of Korban Pesach. There's Yidal Nisan, and then for those who missed it, on Yidal in the year. So Yidal in the year is not a tashlumen for Yidal in Nisan. It's the same basic chiyuv of offer Korban Pesach. Two different tracks, two different laws for Korban Pesach. You're supposed to try Yidal in Nisan for whatever you need, so then you make it up. You don't make it up as tashlumen, but that's the zman for you. If that's the case, and then the fact that the guy was potter in Yidal Nisan, okay, he's chayiv Yidal Nisan, so this Zman Korban Pesach is either one of those two. Yidal Nisan is not a tashlumen for Yidal Nisan. So the Gemara is unclear. One across the Chayis Tanaim, what would the din be? The Akhob Shem is Darab in Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni, Kaddish is Gav, Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni, what would the din be? So the Gemara quotes an almost identical sugya in the first part of Chagiga about the din of Alila Regel. It's supposed to be early regal, each of the Shalshar Golem, and you're really supposed to do all the karbanos on the first day. The rest of the Chayim Hashem is supposed to come bring you to early regal, bring you karbanos, say, yeah, I'm finished. So what if a person didn't get around to do it on the first day? So the Apostle says, Shivas yam techadu. You can make it up. You can do it on the third day, fourth day, fifth day. You can make it up. Even on Shavuos, when the rest of the days are not really Cholgoyim, you still have a week of Tashlumen anyway, vis-a-vis the karbanos. So there's a din of tashlumen for the karbanos ha'achak, for the alila regal din of karbanos. So Gemara says it's unclear what the nature of that din is. Is that the Torah's tashlumen? It means the real mechayiv is the first day, and if you goofed on the first day, then the Torah gives you a makeup date, or it's like bechinas. Sometimes there's a makeup bechin, and sometimes the zman is very, as zman is, you can make a bechin any time between now and bias goel. That's the zman of the any time between now and when you graduate from law school, or when you have six kids and you're ready, 20 years into your career, you still come back and take the bechin. So what's pshat? So that wasn't true. That's just what something I think is true. So what's the bit? So is the relationship between the bringing of the karbanos on the subsequent days the Torah's tashlumin? Or is not the zman is yontif? Yontif is a chayim of the other regal. So whenever it's yontif, you can bring the karbanos. So Gemara says, my nafkamina. The Gemara says, the chapter nafkamina is, if a guy didn't come the first day for whatever reason, he was lazy, he was tired, he was busy, he was learning, so okay, so you bring it on the next days. What if he was potter on the first day? What do you mean potter? So Gemara says, what if he had a broken leg? So the din is shalosh regalim, it's close. The Gemara says, you can't walk when you're on 2 feet. If you need a stick, you need crutches, you need a cane to help you walk, so then you're not chayvin alila regal. It has to be dafke derech alila regal. So the Gemara says, Shiloh, what if a guy had a broken leg in the first day, and then he's healed, and the third day he's feeling better, the third day he's able to walk on his own, would he be chayv to bring the korban sanat? The Gemara says, it depends. If you hold that kulam tashum derishanu, so then you wouldn't be chayv. If you hold that it's one ongoing chiyuv, each day is a new, in a sense, a chiyuv, it's not b'teres tashum, and then you would be chayv to bring. So even though it's unclear, both in the sugya pesach sheni and the sugya chagigo, what the final outcome would be, everyone agrees that there is a principle in halacha, but if and when you have a tashlum in the halacha, so if you're not chayv nikra chiyuv, then you're potter tashlum. That was never argued upon. The machlokes is whether these examples fall into that category or not. So that's what the Rishonim write in the Shulchan Aruch calls at the beginning of the Chasam Eilos, that is true in terms of aninos. Let's say a person was a potter from Davi Meir. Why is he potter from Davi Meir? Because his relative had died. So aninim is not chayv in Meir. Not a lot of Davi Meir is who doesn't have it matters. So now, let's say, he doesn't have a shachar either. Now, the next day, Monday afternoon, the kfur is over. So after the kfur becomes chayv and all mitzvahs, so he has to have a milcha. So does he have to also have a shachar? Does he have to have tashlum? So the mayav is already too late. We shalom, right? You can't have tashlum for 2 tefillos. So mayav is also. So does he have tashlum for the Monday morning shachar? So Shulchan Aruch told to the shalom, no, there's no tashlum. Why? Because the fact that you can daven the next month, that's clearly b'teres tashlum. That's Gemara. That's the lashon of tashlum. So since it's governed by the rules of tashlum, if you're a potter, because the einin is not allowed to daven, so chazal would never require the einin to daven, so then there's no tashlum. If a guy was supposed to daven, he overslept, he forgot something happened, he got stuck and he couldn't daven, so then he was chayv to daven, then there's tashlum. If the guy was potter from davening, there's no tashlum whatsoever. So what's the din by Abdullah? A guy was potter on Mitzvah Shabbos. So is there tashlumin for such a fellow or not? So Chora, it depends. It's a guy was in Einin Mitzvah Shabbos. His relative died Shabbos afternoon. So on Shabbos itself, the din with Aninus don't apply. Because the din with Aninus were there to make sure the guy's Eisim Mitzvah Chora. But there's nothing he can do on Shabbos anyway. So on Shabbos, he continues, he davens business as usual. Come to Mitzvah Shabbos, he doesn't admire it. And he clearly doesn't make Abdullah. He's on the phone the whole night arranging the Levi. In fact, he's potter from Davin. He married potter from Abdullah. Sunday morning, they have the kfur, 11 o'clock in the morning, so now he doesn't have mayer because that would be tashlum. Doesn't make Havdalah now. So that's the shalom. Is the Havdalah on after, let's say, Shabbos, is that b'teres tashlum, is that b'teres the ikar achiyah? So that's a big machlekes rishonim. So the Rosh quotes in the end of the seventh line quote, and he had a big machlekes about this with other rishonim. What exactly the nature of the chiyah is on that? So we pask in halacha that it's not b'teres tashlum. That's why the halacha, we assume that the einin does make avdala. As soon as the kippur is off on Sunday morning, tefah does make avdala. And that's the reason why we also say that when you have a tishbav that falls out either on the Shabbos and it's nidcha, or it falls out on the baby yom of tishbav is on a Sunday, either one. So then some Mishnah said, you don't make avdala. You don't make avdala the night of tishbav, because it's not shaykh to make avdala. And even when tishbav is off, you don't make avdala, because once you're a potter from the ikra chiyav, so then there's no tashlumin. Another Rishonim say no, it's one long chiyuv until Tuesday afternoon. So even though you were potter for the first couple of hours, now you pick up the chiyuv in midstream. So that's how we paskin in halacha. We paskin that Abdullah after Mitzvah Shabbos is not really b'teres tashlumin. It's really the ikar chiyuv itself. It's really the real machlokes.
The same line by Katan Shehigdal.
So Katan Shehigdal was tricky because there he wasn't chayv in Shabbos, so it could be that it's not shaykh to have a Abdullah. Let's say his Boba Yom is Mitzvah Shabbos. Even if his Boba Yom is Mitzvah Shabbos, it's not so clear that he's chayv in Abdullah. Because he wasn't, in Tabchinach, in the Rice, according to the Rambam, can you be chayv in Shabbos in Abdullah if you weren't chayv in Shabbos itself? If the Chinuch has a Sofek, if a kid is bar mitzvah, is Matzah Shabbos, is he chayv to Sefer Shabbos? Only after Shabbos. So can you be chayv in things that emanate from Shabbos if you yourself aren't even chayv in the Ikra Shabbos? It's kind of funny Shabbos. I don't know. So I didn't let Mary happen to make up all that first Matzah Shabbos. I mean, I don't want to make up all because the Chassid wasn't sure of the weekend. Okay. Anyway, back to Esther. So this model that for the first couple of days of the week you could still make Abdullah, this is the big question. how does this model carry over to Yom Tov? Let's say a person forgot Havdalah on Matzah Yom Tov. Until when can he make it up? It's a very, very strange thing, because that model of 3 days obviously doesn't exist. What are you going to say? You can make it up till halfway, till the next Yom Tov? Let's say a guy forgot Havdalah on Matzah Yom Tov. Make it up till a little Chodesh Teves, because it's halfway till Pesach. It's hard to believe. If I would say to you now, it's still after Sukkot Torah. Now it's already more than 3 months in Sukkot Torah. That mindset isn't right. You know, we joke about this. It's a gewaltig excuse. And when you're from, if you don't want to get anything done, it's very, very simple. Just say, I'll take care of it after Yom Tov. There's always a Yom Tov somewhere. So we have to Yom Tov, we have to Pesach, we have to Shavuot, we have to Sukkot, we'll take care of it. And then the next Yom Tov, after Yom Tov. So we're always living a life, a mode of after Yom Tov, either before Yom Tov or after Yom Tov. But that's not halachically binding. Maybe psychologically, but not halachically binding. The 3 days of Shabbos is not a halachic statement. It's not creation. Get them, etc. So when it comes to Yom, it's not clear when is the self's mantra. Look, a guy missed Havdalah on Matzah Yom, so when can you make it up for him? So the Kaveger suggests that maybe you can make it up for that day. So maybe let's say Yom depends on a Tuesday night, so maybe Wednesday is still called, like Yishuchah, it's still called Matzah Yom. Maybe not, maybe only the night itself. It's not 100% clear. So I had a shayla once, a woman asked me, it was Achron Shabbesach, the first day of Pesach, I forget what it was, that she wasn't feeling so good, so she went to sleep late in the afternoon. Her husband went off to Daf Nechamah, and he came back, and she was still sleeping. It must have been the first day. It would have been the last day, so he would have woken her up to clean up the house, to put the Pesach away, but it must have been the first day. So Yom Nechamah says, he let her sleep the whole night, and he made Abdullah himself, and she went to sleep. And the next morning she woke up, and she called me, and she said, I didn't make Abdullah, I didn't have Abdullah the night before, what do I do? So, a few tzedakim on the Shabbos. First of all, remember, Kivega said women are tourists from Kiddush and Yom Tov. It means tourists from Havdalah and Yom Tov. Shaky. According to one day in Rishon LeYom, women are tourists from Havdalah even on Shabbos. Also shaky. Here, I'm not sure whether there's even tashlumin for Havdalah and Yom Tov. Also a little bit shaky. Maybe according to Kivega, there still is. It's the same day. I don't know. I'm not sure. So I had a few tzedakim, but maybe we would combine all three shaky, so maybe it's better for not to just say Baruch Hava. I'm sure. Not 100%. Anyway, when we speak about Havdalah, so it's clear from the Gemara that there are two different Havdalahs that we make. We make Havdalah to Tefillah, Tachanatanu, and we make Havdalah al HaKos. So most of the Rishonim assume that there are different things that each one of those Havdalahs accomplish, even though in the Rabbani you have to say both, but each one accomplishes something different. So the Gemara says in the end of the Seder Shabbos that you're not allowed to do malacha, you're not allowed to go back to work and do your regular routine until you recite Havdalah. And the Gemara says in Pesach, and after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat or drink until you recite Havdalah, exception of water. So there are two Isurim that are Mutal al Adam pre-Havdalah. So most of the Rishonim assume that even though both of these Isurim are pre-Havdalah Isurim, but they don't emanate from the same Havdalah. Namely, that the Isur to do Malacha can be easily solved by simply just saying a Baruch Ma'am, saying a Tachanun Tanun. You don't have to have Havdalah Lakos. Whereas the Isur of Achila would require Havdalah Lakos. So this issa that the Gemara has at the end of Masechta Shabbos, also a lot of masas chafatz about sheyavdil. So there's a very, very strange opinion that appears. The Ramah quotes it as the men of Yul had this custom. A very, very strange opinion. The Ramah writes that according to some Rishonim, this issa only applies to blachas gemuros. This applies like to go and do laundry, go build a house, something like that. But you want to just strike a match. If an Havdalah candle, you want to just, carry something, or hop into your car for a second, very easy. Malachas that are not, such long, complicated malachas, so that issa doesn't apply. So nothing, isn't it? But did anyone ever think there's any less of an issa malacha on Shabbos than the malacha takes the less? There's no difference whatsoever between striking a match and building a building. Those malachas are both malachas and issa. Since when does exertion, time, and effort, and expertise, when does that make a difference in terms of defining what a malach is? What's pshat in that form? So the Biskirov has a piece in the Rambam. We try to explain what's going on with this whole issur of asanadim to do malach before you avdil. So he says yesh lachkor on Biskirov, Biskiter. What's the nature of this issur? You're not allowed to do malach until you say avdil. It's a mitzvah avdil. Why can't I do malach? I'll do malach. I'll make avdil now later. What's so terrible? So he says you can understand the one of two ways. You can say that this Isser emanates from Kedushas HaShabbos, or this Isser emanates from the Mitzvah Havdalah. It emanates from Kedushas HaShabbos means that the Daraisa, there's a set time in Shabbos is over, whenever it is. be suffering shtiyah, not the tizkichovim, ben ashvash, whatever you think that says a Shabbos is, whatever you think tizkichovim is, there's an objective shtiyah that's up in Zman and the halachic calendar, the halachic clock, that's the when Shabbos is over. Once that clock reaches the times, when Shabbos is over, finished, but the rice Shabbos is over. A guy does malachic after the tzeis, even if he didn't make Abdol, he's not have skiva, not have curves, he didn't do anything awesome in a third. He did some Shabbos for 5 minutes, whatever it was. But there's no issa per se to do malacha when Shabbos is over. But with the Rabbanan, Al Kiddush the Shabbos, Chazal felt it's a design to Shabbos not to say goodbye. I mean, Shabbos just ended. Secondly, it even formally ended, so to start running to do malacha. So that's considered to be like a breach of Kiddush the Shabbos. So with the Rabbanan, they extended the issa malacha until you recite Abdullah. But the basic issa is, it's basically an issa of. It's an Isla Sasak of Malacha Midirabam, the Raisa Shabbos is over already, but they extended the Yisr to incorporate even the time after Shabbos is over, because you haven't formally ended it with a Maisa Magdala. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is that we time conditions of Shabbos, it's over, it's dark ready, it's 3 stars around, it's still finished, Shabbos is over, finished, come on, the game's over. The mitzvah of Magdala. The whole point of Abdullah is that you end the Kiddush Shabbos, that you're beginning the Chol. So if you're going to start to do things that are antithetical to Shabbos before reciting Abdullah, so you want to be Mavdil properly. The Abdullah is supposed to be, this is the beginning of the Yemei HaChol. This is when Shabbos ends, this is when the Yemei HaChol begins. So if you make Abdullah an hour after Shabbos is over, okay, you didn't do anything to undermine the Abdullah Shabbat. But if you start going to work, you start doing things that are going to detract from the Abdullah itself, you start to do things that are showing that my week already began, a business as usual, I haven't said Abdullah yet, and I make Abdullah an hour later, so, the Abdullah wasn't the Bishlemusa. Abdullah wasn't perfect. There was something missing in the Abdullah. It's almost like Moshe Lod Avadonah, like Tosfos writes in Menachas Anavah. To me, must mean you should count Svira right away. You shouldn't wait till 3 o'clock in the morning to count Svira. You should count Svira at the beginning. You want the whole day to be Yom Tovim. So you want that the Yesheshes B'Hamaseh should be following the Abdullah. If you start the Yesheshes B'Hamaseh before you make Abdullah, so that detracts from what the goal that Abdullah is supposed to be accomplishing. So it's basically a Havdalah that can do this. It's not a Kiddush Shabbos. It's a minor Shkinim. What's the difference? So Rabbi Skirov says, the difference is as follows. The difference is as to what your definition of Malach is for the purpose of this Issa. So in your whole, that it's basically a Din of Kiddush Shabbos, that whatever you don't do on Shabbos, Midaraisa, so you don't do on this Man Midaravanon, so then it would be funny to differentiate between different kinds of malachas. It means if it's awesome, if this is something that you don't do on Shabbos, this is something that you don't do on Shabbos, finished. You don't do this on Shabbos. So it's also considered to be a design of Shabbos. It doesn't matter whether it's striking a match, driving a car, doing the laundry, or building a house. So these are things that are not done on Shabbos. But if you hold that the Easter is that it somehow detracts when you have Havdalah, so if you look carefully, the Lashon HaGemara is, the Gemara does not say, also the Adam lasas malacha. You're not allowed to start your business routine. You're not allowed to start full force ahead of the week before you make Abdullah. Because to start the full force of the week's activity before you make Abdullah, that's shteres Abdullah, that's a chisan, that detracts from the significance of Abdullah. You strike a match, nobody's looking. You put something in your pocket, you flip on a light switch, you jump into your car for a second. Those are not tzarocha, those are not sokha. That's not something that detracts a person. So maybe that's the Bira Dover, those Rishonim who say that not all malachas are included in this system. That could also explain why maybe there is a machlekes in Rishonim as to what kind of Abdullah is necessary in order for this issue to fall by the wayside. So is it necessary to make a full force Abdullah, full real McCoy Abdullah? Or is it good enough to say Baruch Hamar Vortach HaNatan? So Rashi and Shabbos writes, even if it's a Shvach Abdullah is good enough, just a simple Atach HaNatan, a simple Baruch Hamar is good enough. And not everyone agrees to that. Skirov says that when you hold that the nature of the Yisr is just that it shouldn't be like a Bizarre of Shabbos. It's not your fair to stop doing Malacha before you formally say Gemara Shabbos. So say Gemara Shabbos, say Baruch Hamar Vortach HaNatan. So the Bizarre of Shabbos is over. So the Rabban Yisr is over. If you hold that doing melacha is in fact, if detracting from your mitzvah Abdullah, So the mitzvah of Dola is Chavdola Kais. The Maisik, Chavdola Kavola Kais, Yeshir Kavola Kais, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Perga Brachos. So with the Ravot, you have to make Chavdola Kais. If you can go ahead and go to work before you do Chavdola Kais, so you're going to lose out that keep, lose out that dimension of Chavdola. So the Chavdola should come out according to this Biskarab, if you make the Cheshvin. Let's say I want to just say Baruch HaMavdil, then do very, very small malachas. I'm not going to do such major, Kabbalah malachas either. I'm going to daven Meir, say Baruch HaMavdil, and say Atata Antanu, and then I'll switch on a light. Then I'll hop into my car for a second or something. So the Chavdola, that should be good for base Tzadim, namely the Manushach. If you hold that the nature of the Yisr is of Pizayim Kiddush Shabbos, so that was solved, let's say Atata Antanu, say Baruch HaMavdil. If the nature of the Yisr is because you're starting the week off on the wrong foot, you have to start off the week on your busy schedule has to begin with Havdalah. I didn't start my busy schedule, building my house, that's going to be at 10 o'clock tonight. Now it's already 8 o'clock, now I'm just flicking on a light switch. So that'll be mutter out the Yisr does before that in the first place. I thought the Mamashach, that even though there's some Achmim who say you have to make a full Havdalah, there's some Achmim who say that all Malachas are Rasar, to make a quasi Havdalah with the Baruch HaMavdil Tachan HaTorah, and then go ahead and do very, very low-level malachas, Milonashach, I think the Biskei Rav Shtikl Torah one says, right, Milonashach, I think you're good to go. And that's what the Elders know. People are not so happy in this. People say, Tachan HaTorah, and then they do what they want. So I don't think people sell on some kids. When we recite Havdalah, you have to make a Bar Pia Goffin, that's the introduction, because Kavur HaKais. Then there are two other brachas that we recite, the Bar Mem Sam and the Bar Eish, and the Gemara actually, Daf Yomi, today is Daf Yomi. The Gemara says the fourth Berak of Psachim that those brachas are not really part of Abdullah. The Gemara says, neither the Bar Psalm nor the Bar Meshach is saying they're Abdullah. They have Matzoy Shabbos to give brachas. Halach is you have to recite these brachas on Matzoy Shabbos. So you can really recite these brachas at 12 o'clock at night, Matzoy Shabbos also. But you're already doing things like Kais. We have an idea. We always try to keep things like Kashiyah. Whatever you can, there's a Mazan, Bismillah, Sherbrach, whatever can be made of Kashiyah and conveniently we try to do. So the add significance of the bracha. So even for us, but you're already making the bracha of Bar Pei Goffin of those. Throwing the two brachas of Matzah Shabbos into the mix as well. So that's what we do. So we recite all four brachas of Bar Pei Goffin, the Bissam, the Reish, and Hamavdil. If for whatever reason a person didn't have the Bissam, didn't have Reish, okay, so you make them separately, make them later, whatever, before, make them later. It's not an Akke Vidiyah, but not Nolam. But the Chila is supposed to be Sabra of the Kais. What's the Mechayim of these two brachas? Why do we make these two brachas? For what they have to do with the Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Psachim, the reason for Bar Mir'esh is explicitly because Tchilas B'Yosa Shal Esh, because the Kibbutz gave Das to Ad Marisha to rub two stones together on the very first Mitzvah Shabbos, and he made the first fire, so commemorate that. That's why we make a Bar Mir'esh. So the Gemara draws a distinction between the Bar Mir'esh that we recite on Mitzvah Shabbos and the one we recite on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, there was no Tchilas B'Yosa, the fire wasn't created on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. We still make a Bar Mir'esh on Mitzvah Yom Kippur for a different reason. Why? Because in Mitzvah Yom Kippur, we're commemorating the fact that the fire has been off limits. We couldn't use it, we couldn't budge, we couldn't cook, we couldn't move it, we couldn't light the candle for the last 24 hours. So that's a different Bar Mir'esh. So Mitzvah Shabbos, the Bar Mir'esh is to remember Tchilas B'Yosei, and Mitzvah Yom Kippur, it's to celebrate the fact that the fire is now available for us to use once again. Same Nusuf, but different concept altogether. So because it's a different concept, that's what the Gemara explains, that on Matzah Yom Kippur, there's a special requirement that's called the Nesh Sharas. You have to make a Barmerish in a fire that was around during Yom Kippur. If you just strike a match on Matzah Yom Kippur, so then that doesn't celebrate the fact that the fire is back to you. So you have to, I've been looking at this candle for 24 hours, haven't been able to use it, haven't been able to be nana from the queue, and all of a sudden Baruch Hashem comes and Matzah Yom Kippur, I can start cooking again. I can start using the candle again. So if the candle was lit for the last 24 hours, that's called the Nesh Shabbos. So that's required in Mitzvah Yom Kippur, because the whole Bar Mir'esh is because to celebrate that idea. Mitzvah Shabbos, there's no dinner. Mitzvah Shabbos, you can strike a match, you can turn the fork on the stove, whatever it is. It doesn't matter as long as the candle is there. Well, it has to be something that's there to provide light, but it doesn't have to be that it was around from before Shabbos. The Gemara never explains why we recited Bar Mir'esh Sam. When it says what? We know we do. But the Maaseh Gemara never explains why that people say Shabbos. So different Rishonim have different suggestions. So the popular suggestions, even by the Rishonim, the Taisvus, and Arvi Pesachim, that has something to do with the Nesham Yisera. The Gemara says that in the Sefer Neveitza, Shabbos Vayim Nafash, that the Lashon Nefesh, Baila, Nefesh Yisera, that when Shabbos ends, so the Nesham Yisera leaves one. To make the Nesham Yisera somehow feel a little bit better, so Chazal Misakim, there was some very deep esoteric concept, but that's what the Rishonim explained. So the Rashbam and Tosfos discuss the following practice that we have, that when you have a Havdalah of Shabbos going into Yom Tov, there is no Besamim. How do we know there's no Besamim? Because the Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Gemara speaks about Yach Nahas. The Gemara has a whole Machlek, 7-8 way, Machlek Yisam Arayim. What the Seder Havdalah is when you have a Yom Tov, when you have a Shabbos going into a Yom Tov, because you have to make Kiddush and Havdalah. So first, you make Kiddush first of all, for that whole complicated Sugya in the 10th Rekh of Sachim. But there's no mention of the Bavri of Sam. So Rishon said, you don't make the Sam. Why don't you make the Sam? So the Rashbam says, you don't make the Sam because you have a Nefesh HaSeir, you have a Nisham HaSeir in Yom Tov also. So you're not so sad. Nisham HaSeir in Yom Tov as well. So Tosfos says, yes, the Rashbam is right. You have a Nisham HaSeir in Yom Tov. So you should make the Bavri of Sam. So Yom Tov Sam Dola, which means we don't make the Bavri of Sam until Yom Tov because there's no Chas Bria Sosh Nol Eish. And the reason for Yom Kippur doesn't apply because I was able to use it to cook with. And there is no Bissam, you know, Lo Shemal Tov Zem Yom, you make the Bavri Bissam, it's a Yom Tov Sav Dala. So Taisa says, of course, you see from here that there's no Nesham Yisera in Yom Tov. So why do Kushal Duch? So why don't we make a Bavri Bissam and Shabbos because it's Yom Tov? So Taisa says, right, because we have other things to cheer us up. We have good food. It means when you have Shabbos is over, now you have a Chalik starts and you're going to go back to work on Sunday morning, you know, we're a little bit depressed. So then you get a little bit of a kick from the Bissam. But on Matzai Shabbos going into Yom Tov, we're so excited. You know, we're about to start. We're so excited. The whole Yom Tov in front of us. So what you're missing in terms of the Shem, you say we are making up in terms of the simplest Yom Tov. That's the reason why. So it's a strange machlokes to Rashbam and the Baal Yatayis. Is there a Shem Yisera in Yom Tov? How are you going to prove that one? How are you going to pass it? Hard to know. How are you going to machir? So the only test you could possibly run is what Rashi writes in the Sefer Megillah Beitzah, that the Shem Yisera means that a person eats and drinks a lot more than he's used to on Shabbos, and you don't cut through his end, you don't get stuffed. There's always room for another bowl of shul. The guy's fressing away. He doesn't feel that he's stuffed. Rashi says, that's a simon that you have in Nesham Yisera. Another time, another place, we talk with Rosh, why is it called Nesham Yisera? We should call it a goof. We should call it a goof. Yisera, why is it called Nesham Yisera? So the kids, it's an immerence. It's probably based on the fact. The verse says, Makam Ra'ar, Enem Enamini, Enem Enamida. In the Mishkan, so the Arab didn't take up any space. It's trying to take more space, the physical property. And something is purely spiritual. It's not bound by the rules of physics, not bound by the rules of Al-Mazah. So the Arna Kadesh was the Malmur Deva, something that was Kula Ruchni. So if a person eats on Shabbos, so eating on Shabbos is not a physical eating. It's Lech Lamon, it's the Mon, it's Lechem and Shemayim, it's a spiritual thing. So the same way that when they ate the Mon, they didn't have to go to the bathroom. Why not? Going to the bathroom is when you eat physical food, there's a waste, you go to the bathroom. You eat spiritual food, so it doesn't affect your anything. You know, there's no waste product, it doesn't blow you up, doesn't fill you up, nothing. So if a person really is eating Shabbos meals properly on Shabbos, it comes in the Shabbos era, and he eats and eats and eats, and doesn't fill up. Because there's no filling up, it's a physical reality. So you have to find a person who is such a level. Why do we sometimes get stuff from our cholent? Because Teretz says we're not eating L'shem Shemayim, we're eating because we like the cholent. So that's not, so we're not eating a ruchni, we're eating his gashmias. You have to find a guy who really, really is such an adam ruchni that he eats and eats and eats on Shabbos from today till tomorrow, nothing fills him up, and run a test with him, run a litmus test on Yom Tov, what happens? So if he fills up a Yom Tov, that's a riot, there's no L'shem Yisera Yom Tov. If he doesn't fill up, then there's a riot, that the Rosh Hashanah was right. I don't know, it's kind of hard for me to be machmir that machalik, to find such a guy. So you can find Chaim Kanievsky, see, ask him how he feels. Does he fill up a yanta for Anan? Or the machmir, the machmir is a shvam. I don't know, I'll help him with him tomorrow. We'll start, maybe we'll start this evening.
Rabbi
Shaila? Yes.
Is it after the shir, is it connected to... get out until tomorrow morning, but and they're providing the buses.